Give it all you have, and God will bless you. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. That's what St. Peter says in this letter. We need to do that. Can you imagine trying to handle all the problems in your life by yourself? Could you imagine the burden that would be? You know that. Many of you have tried to do that already in your life. You thought you had the power, the strength, the resources to handle all your problems by yourself. What happens? The problems seem to increase. You get overwhelmed, you get exhausted, you start crying out, "Where are you, God?" Well, God will never desert you. God's always there. But, as I often say on the program, God is very respectful of free will. He will not come into our hearts like a bull in a china shop. He is very respectful. We need to cast our cares upon the Lord. We need to call out for help. We need to say, "I can't anymore, God. Please take over." And when you do that, when you open the door of your heart, when you invite Jesus in, then Jesus can work big and little miracles in your life. And every Tuesday I remind you of that. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Today's scripture quote is very short. It is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 27. And Jesus said to the man who asked him what the greatest commandment is, he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." So I said at the beginning of the program, give it all. Give it your very, very best, and you will be blessed by God. As you know, if you're a regular listener to the program, I talk often about what love means. Because love means different things depending on the relationship. It means one thing between husband and wife, another thing between parents and children, another thing between brothers and sisters, another thing between good friends, and also with our God. Today's scripture is particularly challenged because of the lack of a tangible recipient of our love when we're talking about loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we constantly are working at loving God. And you know, and saint after saint, for example, Saint Teresa Avila said, you can't really say you love God because you can't see, hear, or touch God. But you can love your neighbor. And she says, to the extent that you grow in love of your neighbor, then you grow in love of God. So like the man in today's scripture who asked, "Well, who is my neighbor?" And I've reflected on this show on what the Good Samaritan means. Then we need to always connect love of God with love of neighbor. Okay? So, as we continue all the days of our life, making little progress each day towards giving ourselves completely to God, trusting God, having that mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, Paul will talk about in his letter to the Philippians chapter 2, let's work on the ways that we fall deeper and deeper in love with God, okay? Number one, we begin to control our five senses, you know, our ability to see, hear, touch, smell, and taste. All those need to be under our control. If we don't control our bodies will control us. So it becomes very, very important that we, for example, control what we see, especially men. Men need to be very careful that their sight does not cause them a lot of problems in the area of their sexuality. Because men are stimulated by sight, women by touch. So all of us, because of the world we live in, which now is very, very sensual and puts everything out there for us to see. All of us have to have custody, guard our eyes. So we do not have those phantasms, those images stuck away somewhere in our own little library in the back of our mind, to where on occasion they'll come out and haunt us and tempt us. If we're going to grow in love of God, we have to control what we see, what we hear. That's equally important. You have to control what you hear. You live constantly on hearing about gossip, you're going to give into it yourself. If you constantly are hearing people say vulgar swear words when you're young, there's a mighty good chance you'll grow up using those same words once you're an adult. We have to control what we eat. Okay? We don't want to become gluttons. We don't want to deprive other people throughout the whole world of a simple life because we are taking far more than our share of God's good earth, of God's fruits that He gave us as a sign that we are superior to other parts of creation. But we, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. So we have to control what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we touch, what we smell. If you do that, I can promise you that you will grow in holiness. If you do that, you will have a wholeheartedness that doesn't give in to every little temptation that comes away. Let me use this image. Like you're in a boat and you're being tossed from side to side by temptation, this temptation, that temptation. Self-control helps a person to go a long way in his or her pilgrimage to spend eternity with God. Okay. Now, as we continue to work on loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, the second thing we need to do is have a very consistent, key word here, consistent prayer life. You just can't pray when you feel like it. You can't just pray when you're in crisis. You have to pray in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. When you're poor, yes, but when you're rich also. A prayer life, it's indispensable. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. You need to be able to pray about your life circumstances, about the temptations you experience, about the setbacks you've had, the challenges, about what's going on in your marriage and or your family, if you're a husband and father. If you're taking care of older parents and you're really stressed out because of that, you need to be able to pray about that and claim the power, and with the power will come the wisdom, so important, the wisdom to make good choices as far as taking care of a parent or a spouse or a child who has real unique physical challenges. Okay, the next ingredient of slowly working towards loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength is always making decisions that bring about justice and love. Right? Justice and love. I talk a lot about love, don't I? People have a very flimsy definition of love. They often don't get it. Let's say it again. No greater love does a person have than lay down your life for your friends. Okay. That's the kind of love that I want to talk about here in fulfilling our commitments to the Lord. So we can be single-hearted lovers of God. We act justly. We avoid hypocrisy. We love until it hurts. We make decisions about justice and peace and love in ways that allow us to be supportive to each other and each person's individual faith walk. And then finally, if you want to grow every day more in loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, then you need to show your faith in action. You need to show the people that if Jesus did not exist, our life would have no meaning on this planet. More and more people are losing their roots and Catholicism or some other denomination where, because they're too busy or too distracted or because they're working on a very strong pleasure principle, they have not done their homework. They've not had an adult faith relationship with Jesus Christ. And here is, once again, picture this, Jesus reaching out to us and Jesus really wanting to bless us, to encourage us, to make us strong, to deal with the the difficult moments that come to every life. Then we grow in love of God. And the last point, of course, is we grow in the love of our neighbor. Absolutely critical. To the extent we love our neighbor, we're growing in love of God. St. Teresa said that. I repeat. What do you think? Are you ready to make a decision today? Are you ready to say to God, I'm casting my cares upon you so that I can be free to reach out to those who are less fortunate. I can be free to finish a project. I can be free to visit the lonely, the homeless, the elderly, the shut-ins. Jesus came to set us free. And perfect love drives out fear. So we're always working on being better lovers. You know who I want you to pray for today? I want you to pray for cantors. These are the people who lead the singing in the church. They often do solos, but more often they are leading people in song in the church. Please pray for cantors. Pray for cantors that they will realize the significance of their ministry. Pray that they will not get caught up in all the glitter of Rome so that they, the big city, all the prestige in that. Pray for cantors, that they use their voice for the honor and glory of God. May God bless them. Today's food for thought, okay, comes from a singer named Billy Idol. If your world does not allow you to dream, move to one where you can. Strong words, but you get the point, don't you? If we can't dream, if we can't have dreams about the world, what it's going to be like 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, if we're denied that opportunity, how sad. How sad. I don't know many people who survive very long without having some type of dream in their life. Okay, a small attempt to make you smile or laugh, okay? The blind man walks into the bar and says, want to hear a blonde joke? The bartender tells him, well, I'm a blonde and I won't appreciate it. The man sitting next to you is 265 pounds and is also blonde. The man behind you is 285 pounds and he's a blonde too. Do you still want to tell that joke? No way, says the blind man. Not if I have to explain it three times. Good. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. I'd love to hear from my listeners. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out six times a year. If you can send me a gift from my hospital in Oaxaca, Mexico, make the check out to TASH. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. If you do that, God will bless you more than you can possibly imagine. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.